This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to the stories of the prophets, and we are with episode 57, still with the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Still with the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So I'll just give a moment for more people to join so that we can resume our series, insha'Allah ta'ala. I hope you're all doing great. MashaAllah, Sister Yashmin, always the first one to log in. Always min as-sabbaqin. You know, she's from the, always the first ones. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Ula'ika al-muqarrabuna fi jannati al-na'im. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, as-sabiqoon, those who always come in first, yani towards good, alhamdulillah, sabiqoon towards good, you know, ula'ika humul muqarrabun, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi jannat al-na'im. I ask Allah to bless us all with jannat al-na'im. Alrighty, so again, welcome all of you brothers and sisters. I've got, Facebook, and I've got Instagram, live. Stories of the Prophets, episode 57, and we are still with the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam and the story of the Queen of Saba, Bilqis, her name is Bilqis. All right, so just again, let me give a quick just a quick minute for people to join, inshallah ta'ala. Yesterday when we talked about Sulaiman alayhi salam, and we talked about the, some of the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed Sulaiman with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the ability to understand the language of the tayr, the language of the tayr, the language of the birds, the language of the animals. Alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the ability to have the rih, the wind, in his travels, something, a trip that would take, you know, normally a month, but for Sulaiman, it would only take between morning and afternoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also blessed him with having, you know, the shayateen, the jinn and the devils were subjected to him, you know, in his service, alayhi salam. Also, copper was made soft for him, just like his father, Dawood, David, alayhi salam, where, you know, steel was made very soft for him. Likewise, for Sulaiman, alayhi salam, copper was made very soft for him, so he would just mold it as he would mold, you know, like paper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with hikmah, a great monarchy, great dominion, and hikmah as well, wisdom. Brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about the council that Sulaiman used to have. You know, his daily council, his daily meetings, his daily gatherings, where all the, you know, all his followers, the people that used to follow him, from the jinn, from the ins, from the shayateen, because he had, you know, the shayateen were of two types: those who were subjected to him, those who were serving him, those who were, you know, obeying him, and the others who were mean, who were bad, they were musaffadin bil asfar, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says. Excuse me, they were chained. And I'm talking about this because later on we will talk about, you know, black magic and the and how black magic erupted at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, because some, like al-Yahud, the Jews, they were blaming Sulaiman alayhi salam at the time of Rasulullah. They were blaming Sulaiman alayhi salam for teaching people black magic. Even Rasulullah, at the time of Rasulullah, probably, you know, the Yahud, the Jews were blaming Sulaiman alayhi salam for teaching people magic. Is that true or false? We will talk about that as well. So something really interesting that I did not mention yesterday. I thought about it today and I wanted to quickly. This is something really, really, really amazing, really great. Something that we can all relate to. Remember yesterday, brothers and sisters, when I said Suleiman and his army, they were traveling, you know, and then they passed by this valley of ants, right? And then the queen ant, she addressed all the other ants, telling them to go back to their dwellings, to their homes, fearing that Suleiman and his army may destroy them, right? Remember that, sisters and brothers? And then Suleiman, when he heard her speech, because he can understand the speech of, you know, of animals and insects. So when Suleiman heard her speech, he said something nice. What did he say? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. He smiled, you know, when he heard her speech, he smiled and he said to his Lord, "Oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful for your favors." Brothers and sisters, this is interesting. I alluded to it a little bit yesterday. Inspired me, oh Allah, inspire me to be thankful to your favors. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. For the favors which you have blessed me with, you know, inspire me to thank you, to be more thankful to you. Brothers and sisters, how can that relate to us today, for instance? The name of Allah, الشَّكُور, الشَّاكِر. The name of Allah, the most appreciative, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? الشَّكُور, الشَّاكِر. You know, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the more you thank me, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless you more, right? The more you thank Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you. Here's how that can relate to you, inshaAllah ta'ala, with regard to this beautiful, beautiful ayah. When you come home, for instance, is if you're the father, right? And then you come home, right? And then you see your wife smiling at you. You say, Rabbi, أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي. Oh my Lord, inspire me to thank you for this ni'mah. Why? Because there are some other people who whenever they come home, they don't find a wife that smiles at them. They don't have a fight. They may have a wife, but that wife may not smile at them. Maybe that wife will welcome them with I don't know, you know, you just fill in the blanks. Right? Or maybe there's no wife at all. You know? So if your wife smiles at you when you come home, hugging you, salamu alaikum, you say, Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi. Right? Sister, when your husband goes to Fajr Salah, right? When your husband goes to Fajr Salah, say, like Suleiman said, Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi. Oh my Lord, inspire me to thank you, you know, to be thankful to this blessing. Why? Because there are some men, there are some husbands who don't go for Fajr at all. There are some husbands who don't wake up for Fajr at all. There are some husbands who don't pray at all. So when your husband goes to pray Fajr in the masjid or Isha in the masjid, say, Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi. When your wife hugs you before you go to work, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we belittle these little things. We belittle them. We don't value them, right? Before you go to work or you go to school and then your wife gives you a hug and then, you know, she greets you, opens the door for you and whatnot and then gives you a hug and a little kiss and then salamu alaikum. Say, Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. Say that. Say, oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to this blessing. This is a blessing. Why? Because some people, you know, who may be married, right? When they leave, they don't have a wife who greets them. They don't have a wife who hugs them. Maybe they will have a wife who tells them, hey, if you're going out, take the garbage with you. Take the trash with you. You know, his face is the face of trash. You know, when you're on the way out, take trash with you, you trash. Take the garbage with you, you garbage. You know, whereas the other one, she hugs him and Zaglan makes dua for him. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah make you have a great day. And the other one, she says, hey, you're going out, take the trash with you. And then because he tells her, yani, when I come, you always tell me, you know what, you know, What did you bring? Give me, give me, give me, give me. You never say take, take, take. You always say give me, give me, give me. And then she says, okay, I'll tell you to take, take, take the garbage out. Nah, take the garbage out. You want take? Take the garbage out. Take the trash out, right? So say, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. You have a kid who comes to you, who hugs you, who speaks to you, who looks after you, who honors you. Say, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. Oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to this to this blessing, because there are some people who don't have kids, or there are some people who have kids who are very, very, you know, naughty and disobedient to them. You know, so whatever ni'mah that you have a car that turns on in the morning, say, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matika allati an'amta alay. Oh my Lord, I know, inspire me to be thankful to this ni'mah, because there's some people who don't have cars. There are people who do have cars. Every time they try to turn their car on, they would have problems with their cars and whatnot. So whatever these small blessings that you have, praise Allah and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about these little blessings. Okay, sisters and brothers, you know, when you have a husband that come on time at home from work, he comes back home, he does not look right and left, he comes home at night to have dinner with you, say, sister, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. Oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to this ni'mah which you have blessed me with. Why? Because there are some husbands who come in home very late, drunk, maybe urinated in their urine in their pants, drunk, or some don't come home at all at night. They spend the night elsewhere, right? But your husband comes home on time. Maybe he's not the perfect husband, and there is no perfect husband, and there is no perfect wife either. There is no perfect son. There is no perfect daughter either, right? There is no perfect this, there is no perfect that. So, but at least if this husband comes home, alhamdulillah, at night, right, to have dinner with you and whatnot, say, Rabbi, oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to this ni'mah. So this is what we learn again. I mean, this is something that I thought of, and I said I wanted to mention that to you, my sisters and brothers, about this ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, which we don't really pay attention to. You know, the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sulaiman alayhi salam, as I said, he was in Palestine, and he used to hold that council, you know, every day, that daily council with all his servants and the people and jinn al-shayateen. And then one day he noticed the Ghurab, the Hudhud. He noticed the Hudhud wasn't there, right? So Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he noticed that the bird, you know, the bird wasn't there, he got angry. He noticed and he got angry. He says, Aina at-tayr yatafaqadu at-tayr thumma akhada yatafaqadu. Then he's looking, you know, as he was taking attendance, and then he noticed that the bird wasn't there, and then he says, if he doesn't show up, I shall, you know, punish him or kill him, you know, slaughter him or kill him, or unless he brings me of a clear evidence as to where he was, like a clear excuse as to where he was. So not, you know, that he remained just a little, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, just after just a little while, then the Hudhud comes in, the bird comes in. And the bird comes before Sulaiman says anything. Ya Sulaiman, ahattu bima lam tuhit bihi. I came to know something that you don't have. I came to know with, you know, I have some news which you don't have, oh Sulaiman. Ahattu bima lam tuhit bihi. You know, where were you, ya bird? Where were you, oh Hudhud? I just came. Waji'tuka min saba'in binaba'in yaqeen. I came from Saba', from Yemen. I came from Saba' binaba'in yaqeen. I brought you some amazing news. I found a woman. I found this woman, their queen. Her name is Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, Bilqis. I found a woman who's ruling them. She's their queen. And not only that, but these people, they were worshipping the sun. They were worshipping the sun. Min dunillah. So Sulaiman, he was just man. Sulaiman, he was a very just man. So he said, سَنَتَفَقَّدُ الْأَمْرِ. He says, we shall, you know, verify this news. We shall verify the news. أصدقت أم تكون من أم كنت من الكاذبين. You know, maybe you're lying, you hoodhood. Maybe you're lying. So we shall verify this news, whether you're speaking the truth or whether you're lying. And then he wrote a letter. This is what we talked about yesterday so far, brothers and sisters. Right? He wrote a letter to be sent to Yemen, to that queen of Sheba. Right? So before I talk about the letter, and before I talk about the queen of Sheba, brothers and sisters, how are you guys doing? Those on Facebook, Lula Robe, and others on Facebook, and those on Instagram, are you guys doing okay? Tasneem and Shazia and Arif. Munisa, are you guys doing okay today? Sisters and brothers, Yasmin, are you doing fine? I see all these hearts, mashallah. How about those on Facebook? You guys are doing okay? Alhamdulillah. How's Facebook doing, guys? Arif doing all right? Alhamdulillah. All right. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Lula Rob. Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, I'm just asking about you guys and see how you people are doing. I hope you guys are doing great and staying safe and healthy. All right. Alhamdulillah. So what did Sulaiman do, alayhi salam? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Okay, the guys on Facebook, they're also doing great. Lula Rob, Shabnam, Kulsoom, MashaAllah, she's there too. Zakallah khair, wa alaykum salam. Hope you guys doing okay. Baraka Heart, finally, she's back. Baraka Heart, after a long time, she's back. You know, and she is alive. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Khadija, Elizabeth Jing, Alhamdulillah, she's doing great too. And Mahir Maha, Moha, MashaAllah, she's doing great as well. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma lak alhamd. Alhamdulillah. Anyways, brothers and sisters, Sulaiman, just man. He's just, he's very fair. He says, okay, you gave me some news, but I need to verify the news. Whether you're speaking the truth or you're lying. Right? Whether you're speaking the truth or not. And then he wrote a letter. Innahu min Sulaiman. It is from Sulaiman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very short sentence. Very short message. La ta'lu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't exalt against me and come to me as Muslims. Come to me. That's it. Very short letter. And then he gave it to the bird, to the hudhud. And then he says, go and drop that letter. So the bird flew back again from Palestine, all the way to Yemen, to Sabah. He dropped the letter, and then he flew back all the way back to Palestine. He just stood far and watched what the queen would do with the letter, right? So he dropped the letter, and then he went to a far place, and he started looking. The queen picked the letter, right? And then she read. And she read. She wrote it, and then she opened it, and then she read. Ayyuhal mala', after she read it. Ayyuhal mala', oh my ministers, all you people. She was a fair woman too. She was a fair queen too. Ayyuhal mala', oh you, oh my people, she said. Aftuni fi amri, ma kuntu qati'atan amran hatta tashadun. Oh you people, what happened? This letter is from Sulaiman. I need your consultation. I need your opinion. What does it say? It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate and the most merciful, the most compassionate. Do not exalt against me and come to me as Muslims. That's what it says. Oh, you people, what do you think? I shall not make no decision unless I consult with you. So what do you people think? Those, you know, the people around her, they thought that they were more powerful, that they have some power, that they can defeat Sulaiman. So they said, نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد. We're strong. We're strong too. We're strong and we have some power, you know. But you tell us what you think. الأمر إليكي. فانظري ماذا تأمرين. Whatever you decide, we shall follow. But we do have, you know, we do have power, we do have strength, but at the end, you're the one who makes decisions. So whatever decision that you make, we shall follow. So, because she is a smart woman as well, and she is, you know, wise, and that's why she was their queen, because she was maybe the wisest. She said, I'm going to try him. I'm going to try this king and see, because kings normally, what do they want? No, they go after, you know, lands, they go after people and their wealth. So I'm going to see if this is, if this man is truly a king or just someone who just going, you know, after our land and our wealth and whatnot. Let me try him. I'm going to try him. I'm going to, you know, test him. How are you going to test him? I'm going to send him some gifts. So she sent hundreds and hundreds of camels and she camels loaded with gold, loaded with gems and emeralds and whatnot, loaded with silver, you know, and silk as a gift to Suleiman. Suleiman, he was a powerful king. Suleiman used to rule between the east and the west. Suleiman did not need all that wealth. He did not need anything from her. So when the messengers, you know, from Saba came into her, you know, came into him with all these camels loaded with gold and silver, what did he say, alayhi salam? قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم. Are you bribing me? Are you trying to bribe me with man, with wealth, with money? You're sending me money. فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم. Whatever Allah has blessed me with is much better than what you have given me. What are you trying to bribe me with? Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me so much khair. Whatever Allah has given me, it's much better with what you're trying to give me here. Are you trying to bribe me? And then he says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ. He says, take back this hadiyah. Hadiyah in Arabic means a gift, you know, like a present. So he said to his to those messengers, take back that hadiyah back to her. Take her the hadiyah back. أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ. And then he told, and he sent his messenger, أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. I shall send an army they have never seen. An army, the front of the army will be in Yemen and the back of the army will be in Palestine. The greatest army on earth. The beginning will be in Yemen and the end will be here in Palestine. That's how big the army I'm going to send them to. Right? I'm going to send this army upon her. I'm telling her to come, not to exalt and to come to me as Muslims, and they're sending me, they're trying to bribe me with money and gold and silver. I'm going to send this army to them. And then he goes to his mala in his council. He says, أيها الماء, to his army. And the army, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is of human beings and jinn and shayateen and all that, right? So he said to them, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Who amongst you can bring me her throne? Her throne is in you know, in Yemen. Who amongst you can bring me his throne? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ. You know, one of the عِفْرِيت مِنَ الْجِنِ. Ifrit from the jinn, you know, a jinni ifrit. He told him, أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. He said, I shall bring you that throne before you finish your council, your meeting. Because Suleiman alayhi salam used to have those council meetings from morning until noon. That's his, you know, gathering that he used to have on a daily basis with his, you know, with his council, you know, with the jinn, ins, shayatin, all that. They used to serve him, animals. So he said, I shall bring you that throne before you end your meeting, before you end your council meeting. يعني, by noon you should have it. And then another man, and the jinn, نحن ذو قوة, the jinn, the guy from the jinn, the man, the jinni, the shaitan from the jinn, he said that, you know, they're powerful, I can bring him. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed the jinn with some power, brothers and sisters. And one of the powers that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed the jinn with is the power of speed. Speed, and the speed of, faster than the speed of light. Allahu Akbar. Na'am. Allah has blessed these jinn, you know, with the power of speed and faster than the speed of light. So he says, I can go and bring you that throne before your council meeting is over. And then in his gathering, another man said, whether he's a man or an angel, but another man who قال الذي عنده علم بكتاب, a man who has the ilm, They said, what kind of ilm? Maybe this man, he knows the greatest name of Allah. So he had some knowledge. He has some knowledge. And what kind of knowledge? Some tafaseer said that this man had the knowledge of maybe the name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I shall bring you her throne in a blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye. Yes, like this, like, you know, like, just by blinking your eye, like you close your eye and open it, you shall find the throne, you know, before your eyes. So that's what happened. He just blinked. In a blink of an eye, he found the throne right there next to him, alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ When he saw it, he saw the throne by him, you know, next to him, Sulaiman. Again, one more time, he attributed that power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, هذا من فضل ربي. قال هذا من فضل ربي. ليبلوني أكفر أم أشكر. فمن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه. ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. قال هذا من فضل ربي. من فضل ربي ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر. فمن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ Oh, you Sulaiman, this is ajeeb. Sulaiman said, this is from the goodness of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the fadl of Allah. The fadl, this is what Allah has blessed me with. This is from the blessing of Allah to bless me, you know, as either as an ibtila, to test me, as a trial. To try, what kind of trial? Either to be thankful to him, am akfar, or to... Or here, akfar, not to make kufr by Allah, but here it means not to be thankful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sulaiman says, this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. When he saw that throne before him, he says, this is a test from Allah to try me whether I should be thankful or not thankful. And he says, أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ فَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever is thankful, he's thankful for by himself. When you thank, يعني نعم, when you're thankful, this is يعني only good for you that you're thankful for whatever blessing that Allah has blessed you with. You should be more thankful, of course. So if you're thankful, it's for your own good. That's what he's trying to say here. When you're thankful, it's for your own good. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ وَمَنْ كَفَرْ means and those who do not, who are not thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah غَنِي. Allah, he is not in need of anything. غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ Ghani, he's free of need, and Kareem, he's generous. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the names of Allah used in each end of each ayah. You see, brothers and sisters, at the end of every ayah in the Quran, normally you find one name or two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these names, they're not like just, you know, any name ad hoc. No, these names are really meticulously chosen. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if I'm thankful, if you're thankful, it's for your own good. But if you are not thankful, Allah is not in need of you. Allah is not in need of you to thank him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves that you thank him. Ash-shakur, ash-shakir. He loves that you appreciate, you know, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with. But he's not in need. يعني, if it's not like when you thank him, it's going to add something to his dominion. Thanking him, it's not going to add anything to his dominion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِي Allah is غَنِي Allah is free of need and kareem and generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. And then he told his soldiers, نَكِّلُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا Disguise her throne. Okay, the throne looks like, okay, whatever the throne looks like, you know, disguise it, meaning, let's say, you know, put the top, the upper part in the lower part, take the middle, put it, you know, in the top, you know, just disguise it. Try to make some changes to it. لِلَنْدُرَ Just so she sees, you know, whether she's going to recognize her throne or not. Then Bilqis came in. Bilqis comes in with her army as well, with her, you know, all her people. They traveled all the way back, you know, all the way from Yemen to Palestine, to go and meet Sulaiman alayhi salam. But she came with the intention, you know, she has not come with the intention to actually believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, because she's not fully convinced that Sulaiman is a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's not fully convinced yet. What's gonna happen is this. She goes in, and then Sulaiman welcomes her. And then as he's talking to her in his palace, he shows her her throne. And then he tells her, "Ahakadha arshuk? Is this your throne? Does it look like this?" She's also smart. she's smart. She does not say, "Yes, it is." She says, "Ka'annahu hu." It looks like it. It is not it. It looks like it. Yani, she does not want to say, "No, it's not it." She's talking to, you know, this man is a powerful, you know, ruler who's saying he's a messenger, innahu min Sulaiman, right? And she did not want to say it is it. Yani, if it is it, why? What's stopping you from believing in me? What's it stopping you from believing in Allah, right? Because he said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah. So, and then he told her, "Come to me as Muslims." So if she says, "Yeah," if he says, that's my throne, yeah, and how can I bring a throne in a blink of an eye from Yemen all the way here? It came in before you. You left your throne in Yemen, and then you came to Palestine, and you found it in Palestine. How would I ever be able to do that, right? So she says, "Ka'annahu hu," you know, it looks like it. Then Sulaiman told her, "All right, come inside the palace." Sulaiman, in his palace, he had rivers running underneath. Allahu Akbar. Rivers underneath, running underneath, and he has glass. You know, people have like, you know, floor. His floor was made of glass. The floor of his palace was made of glass. Under that glass was, you know, rivers running beneath. So she came in. Sisters, imagine like a woman now, she's wearing, let's say, abaya, like when you wear abaya. And then you go to the beach. What are you going to do to your abaya when you go to the beach? Maybe you're going to lift your abaya a little bit. Right? Maybe you're going to lift your abaya a little bit, just so that your abaya does not get wet from the bottom. Right? So when she came into the palace, she entered the palace, she saw that sarh. A sarh is like that swim, that pool. She saw that pool, and then she raised her cloth from the bottom, right? Her abaya. You know, she raised it from falafat an saqayha. An saqayha. Kashafat an saqayha. Yani kashafat an saqayha, meaning yani she raised her abaya or whatnot from the bottom, fearing that it may get wet. And then Sulaiman told her, قيل لها ادخلي الصرح فلما رأته حسبته لجة وكشفت عن ساقيها قال إنه صرح ممرض من قوارير. He told her, "No, this is not a pool, this is not a river, it is actually the floor. It's صرح, it's just, you know, you're walking on my floor, it's glass. It is glass." She has never seen something like that. She's a ruler. She's the queen of Yemen. And she's so powerful as well. But she has never seen that power. So right away, she believed when she saw that. And then she said, "Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi." Right away she said, "Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself." "Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaymana lillahi rabbil alameen." And I have submitted. Aslamt. I have become a Muslim. I have submitted to the religion of Sulaiman. I have submitted to you. She has become a believer. She has become a Muslim. And like I said, a Muslim, the term is someone who submit himself or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam means submission. Wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaiman lillahi rabbil alameen. And I aslamt with Sulaiman to Allah rabb al alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, has blessed Sulaiman with this huge monarchy, huge dominion. So she, when she saw that, something that which she has never seen before. She realized that indeed this man, he is not after, you know, money. He is not after wealth. He is not after gold and whatnot. He is truly a prophet. He is truly a messenger. So she believed on the spot and she became a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, Sulaiman alayhi salam, as I mentioned, he used to have, you know, there's a lot of stories in the Isra'iliyat that, you know, she fell in love with him. You know, this is the stories in the hadith of the Bani Israel, that she fell in love with him, that she married him, you know, Sulaiman, you know, and this and that. Wallahu a'lam, about the authenticity of these stories, whether she married him or did not marry him, or, you know, she fell in love with him and whatnot. Again, these are stories from the Isra'iliyat, from Banu Israel. But at any rate, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he renovated Bayt al-Maqdis, Quds, right? He rebuilt al-Quds, and he used to, you know, he was in Palestine, so he rebuilt al-Quds, he renovated the Quds, and he used to spend a lot of time in ibadah, alayhi salam, a lot of time in ibadah. And the others are serving him and working day and night, you know, the jinn, the shayateen, working to, you know, to serve Sulaiman alayhi salam, and to serve the people, of course, and to only spread good, alayhi salam. But what happened to Sulaiman alayhi salam? Sulaiman, he used to go to Bayt al-Maqdis. Every time he goes to Bayt al-Maqdis, he finds a tree. And then he speaks to the tree and he tells the tree, why are you, you know, what brought you here? And the tree would speak to him. The tree would speak to Sulaiman. Remember, Sulaiman, he used to understand the language of things. One day he found a tree. And then he asked her, why are you here? What brought you here? And then the tree said, I'm here to destroy this house. I'm here to destroy this house, yani al-Quds. So he chopped her off, and off of that trunk of that tree, he made a staff, like a stick that he would stand on, like the staff of Musa alayhi salam. He made a stick. So he used to use that stick, that to not to rely on it. And sometimes what he used to do, he used to go and pray a lot, right? And then when he would get tired, he would sit on his throne, and then he would, you know, recline on that stick, on that staff, right? And then when he used to pray, the jinn, they would not be able to come close to him. Why? If they were to come close, they would burn. So when Sulaiman used to pray, they would just look back from the from outside, you know, from his door. They would just look back. They see if he's praying, nobody will be able to come, you know, to go inside. And then he would, you know, be in his salah, in his prayer for a long period of time. What happened then, my brothers and sisters, that Sulaiman felt old. They said over 100 years. And then he felt that he was going to die. So he sat on his throne, just like he's praying, right? Just like he's praying, reclining on that staff. And then Malak al-Maut came, the angel of death came, and then he took his soul, alayhi salam. He took his soul, alayhi salam. Nobody knew that Sulaiman died, especially the jinn. They did not know. And this is a clear evidence, because a lot of people, they think, they say, the jinn, they know the unseen. They know the ghaib. Nobody knows the ghaib except Allah. Or the jinn, they know what's happened. They know who did this, they know who did that, they know who married, they know who married. The jinn, they don't know the ghaib. The only one who knows the ghaib is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, the jinn, they were looking. And they wanted to be freed. But they could not be freed because Sulaiman is praying. And Sulaiman is the one who gives commands. As long as Sulaiman is giving commands and he's praying, nobody can, you know, can tamper around or fool around. Especially the jinn and the shayateen. They will look and they keep on looking. He's sitting 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. It's been said 100 years or more. Allahu A'lam. They've been looking. Sulaiman is still on his stick, standing on that stick. But because, again, brothers and sisters, the bodies of prophets don't get, you know, you know, the maggots, they cannot, you know, eat the bodies of the prophets. The, you know, the maggots cannot, you know, touch the bodies of the prophets. So what did, you know, what did the maggots do? They only sort of ate the stick or the staff that he was, you know, using to recline on. They just started, like, you know, eating that staff little by little, you know, for years, until Suleiman had no more staff to lean on, and then he fell. When he fell, that's how the shayateen and the jinn realized that, in fact, Suleiman has died long ago. Long ago. What happened to these so-called angels? What happened to the al-malakin bibali Harut and Marut? Who are Harut and Marut? What also happened to the black magic that we talked about? What happened to the Prophet Muhammad when he used to talk about Suleiman? And then the Jews, they used to curse Suleiman. The Jews, they used to curse Suleiman, and they said that Suleiman, he is the one who taught people black magic. Black magic got evolved at the time of Suleiman, and they used to curse Suleiman, the Jews. Na'am. Aywa na'am, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then what happened? What happened to those sort of angels? Are they really angels, or are they from men, you know, those Harut and Marut? What happened to that man who used to write down everything that Suleiman used to say, you know, in his books, and he used to bury, you know, that Suleiman's book under his throne? What happened to that book, though? Because Suleiman had a man. This is narrated by Ibn Abbas. He said that Suleiman used to have a writer. He used to have a writer, and that writer used to write everything that Suleiman used to say, right? You know, and then he hid it under his throne. What happened to that book? What happened to those angels? What's with black magic? I thought I would finish the story today about black magic and the angels and Venus and that woman. And that woman who learned, apparently, magic. She apparently learned that word that would send people into the heavens. And then she got ascended into the heavens, and she turned into a star called Venus. Is that true? Really? Is this story true? Well, like I said, you know, I thought I would finish the story today, but unfortunately, it's already almost Maghrib time here. Brothers and sisters, it is Maghrib time right here, right now. Jazakum Allah khair. I will finish the story next week, inshallah ta'ala. Next Friday, 6 o'clock p.m., 11 o'clock p.m., UK time, 6 p.m., Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m., UK time, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about Suleiman alayhi salam. Yes, Suleiman, what did he have? Wives? How many wives? Well, they said Suleiman had more wives, you know, than his son Dawood and concubines. Concubines are different than wives. Wives are, you know, people, he would, you know, have some sort of a contract with the wife. But a concubine are servants, you know, those servants that he used to own. And he would also be intimate with them. Those are concubines, you know, milk al-yameen. Those we call them milk al-yameen. So we will talk about that and finish it, you know, inshallah ta'ala, finish that story officially bi-idhnillah next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. And then we will move to another prophet. What prophet? Because like I said, Allah Azza wa Jal, you said Bani Israel used to send them so many prophets. Sometimes he will send three prophets at the same time. Sometimes, you know, one prophet, sometimes two, sometimes three prophets at the same time. Some prophets, they will, you know, they would deny, they will not believe in, and some prophets, they will kill. You know, as Allah says in the Quran, they would, you know, some prophets, they just deny, they did not believe in, and others, they killed. It's been said that there is Sakhra, that there is a rock in Palestine, not near that rock, 70 prophets they killed and slaughtered. 70 prophets they killed and slaughtered by a rock which existed in, you know, in Palestine. They killed so many prophets, Bani Israel, you know. So we will talk, inshallah ta'ala, about Suleiman about the I mean of, about Suleiman, but with regard of Suleiman and his the story about black magic. Did Suleiman really teach black magic to people, or did he teach them magic? Did he tell them about what black magic is all about and whatnot? We will talk about that inshallah ta'ala next week, next Friday. Again, thank you so much for joining, sisters and brothers. Thank you, Nola Al-Hantari. Thank you, Baraka Hearts. And thank you, Talima, Arif, Mu'nisa, those of you on Instagram. Thank you so much. You know, may Allah bless you all. Thank you, Yasmin. And those of you on Facebook as well. Thank you. Barakallahu feekum. Nora, Zakallahu khair. Khadija, Zakallahu khair. Shabnam, Kulsum, Zakallahu khair. Lula Rob, Zakallahu khair. May Allah bless you all. And Fifi. Oh, long time no here. Fifi. Ahmed. Long time no here, but she's back. Zakallahu khair. Shazia, Zakallahu khair. Barakallahu feekum. Khadija, Elizabeth, thank you. Zakallahu khair. We'll see you all next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Barakallahu feekum. Zakallahu khair. Shabnam. Nora, thank you. Thank you all. Shazia, thank you. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Maria Saj, assalamu alaikum. Hayakumullah.